peace building in the Middle East will be one of the key issues on the agenda at the forthcoming General Assembly of the Global Catholic Aid and Development Confederation, Caritas Internationalis. Over 400 delegates from countries across the globe will be here in Rome for the week-long meeting in the Vatican Synod Hall starting on June the 3rd. A new president and secretary general will be elected, and the meeting will also hear from keynote speakers, including Nobel Peace Laureate Wangari Maathai and the President of the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council, Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino. The overall theme is Witnesses of Charity, Builders of Peace. And significantly, the meeting coincides with the G8 summit of the world's richest countries taking place in Heiligendamm, Germany that same week. As Caritas Director of Communications, Patrick Nicholson explains.
The meeting comes at the same time as the G8 summit in Germany, and what we're trying to do is send that meeting a message from the representatives of the world's poor to the representatives of the world's rich, that the work they're doing, the G8 on aid and dropping the debt and improving trade, is just not been enough. It's not good enough. We've seen aid flows fall when the promises have been that they should be increased. And so our General Assembly, the witnesses that we have there of the destruction that poverty causes, we're sending this message to the G8 that they really have to live up to their promises on improving aid.
What are you going to be doing, perhaps, to try and get this message through to the corridors of power where these kind of decisions are being made?
Well, one of the things we're doing is we've made an enormous giant banner, and all 400 delegates at the General Assembly will be holding that banner in front of St. Peter's and sending that message to the leaders of the G8 that there's a huge swathe of public opinion that doesn't accept the way that globalisation is working and that we really want to see increased aid flows.
You've already been running a campaign, haven't you, called Make Aid Work, The World Can't Wait. Caritas is part of that big campaign. Have you had any reactions to that? Is it making any progress, do you think?
We have. We had a delegation of cardinals and bishops and archbishops go and visit some of the main G8 leaders, and the response they got back was, yes, we know that we haven't lived up to our promises, and that in our budgets, up and coming budgets, we're going to try and make changes. But what we really want to see, though, is the kind of firm commitments that perhaps at Gleneagles, there was a lot of talk, but we didn't get the things on paper that we wanted to see. And now we really, those promises have been made. There was a huge global mobilisation around Make Poverty History. And we haven't really seen the end results yet. And that hasn't been good enough.
Is this public mobilisation still behind this campaign, do you think? Or is it quite difficult to keep people's attention focused so directly on these key issues?
I think you're right to say that, there are lots of different competing issues for people's attention, things like climate change and peace and reconciliation, conflicts in Iraq, etc. But I think there's still what we saw in 2005 in the UK was this enormous mobilisation. And I don't think it was shallow. I think there were real roots there. And you can see those roots in the kind of Catholic Caritas organisations that are part of Caritas Internationalis. They've been campaigning on debt for decades, and they've been campaigning on trade for, at least 5-10 years. So, those roots are there. There is a core support on this issue that does want to see change, and I don't think they're going away.
And as far as you know, is this kind of enthusiasm that's coming perhaps from the Catholic world in Britain, is that reflected in the other European countries, in America, for example?
I don't think as much in America as it is in Europe, and especially in the UK. I think in America, their mass mobilisations are much behind the way we do things in Europe. But I still think that there is a dissatisfaction in the States. CRS sees it, the support that CRS gets, that aid flows aren't as good as they should be. I mean, America has been quite positive. This administration has been quite positive on the increases in aid that it has given. But nevertheless, it hasn't lived up to what it said it would do. And so that shortfall is obviously going to create more pressure amongst the core people who support the Make Aid campaign, Make Aid Work campaign.
¶¶ Your General Assembly is also going to have a focus on the Middle East, isn't it, and the continuing conflict, the difficulties of working there to really help the suffering populations in the region.
That's right. It's the 40th anniversary of the Six-Day War and the occupation of the Palestinian territories. And what we're trying to do is really focus the world's attention on the situation, which can't carry on anymore. And, you know, we're looking for both sides to make sure that international humanitarian law is respected, which means access to people who are suffering, for aid, for education, for water, for health, all these things that at the moment we're not seeing, we want to see happen. And to be honest, what we see is the only solution, long-term solution, is at the end of the occupation.
We've seen violence flaring recently in Gaza, also again in Lebanon. It must be increasingly difficult and dangerous for your staff working on the ground there in these countries.
Well, they're part of the communities that they work in. They are Palestinians, they are Lebanese people. So, you know, their homes are there, their lives are there. So, they you know, their work is there, and it's not... whether they're working for us or not, they're going to be affected by the conflicts around them. But it is increasingly more difficult to deliver aid in those areas effectively, and that's a real problem that not just Caritas but all aid agencies are facing.
And difficult to keep up morale in a situation where there seems to be no end to the spiral of violence, in Iraq also, for example.
I think that's one of the things that I've noticed the most, is that the psychological pressure, not just on aid workers but on the whole population, is one which can, you know, you can really lead to defeatism or to desperation. And I mean, if you look at the situation in Palestine compared to the situation in, say, some areas of sub-Saharan Africa, the standard of life in the occupied territories in Palestine is higher than it is in Niger, for example. But nevertheless, the desperation and the psychological suffering there is, you know, is on par with that, and they really, you know, they really are suffering, if not physically, certainly psychologically.
We heard Pope Benedict again on Sunday making an urgent appeal for an end to the conflict there in the Gaza Strip, calling on both Palestinians and Israeli authorities to use moderation to return to the negotiating table. Do you think these kind of appeals have any effect? Do they reach the people there on the ground, do you think, even?
Absolutely. I think one of the most important things about, you know, even this General Assembly that we're organising is the sense of solidarity. And in the places that I've been to, in Iraq or Angola or all over Africa in emergency situations, that sense that you're not alone, that there is this partnership and solidarity outside your particular suffering, I think is really important to people, sometimes more important than the actual physical aid that you're giving them. This feeling that someone is there looking after them and someone is giving a voice to their suffering.
A final focus of the General Assembly is going to be forgotten conflicts. Give us an idea of the areas perhaps you'll be looking at here.
Well, there are a number of conflicts which don't get much publicity or much press coverage. And for example, in the Central African Republic, in Sri Lanka, in Chad, you know, these issues which you see huge numbers of people, hundreds of thousands of people, refugees affected by conflict. But yet those areas, for whatever reason, don't receive the press coverage that certain other crises do. For example, the Middle East receives an enormous amount of press coverage, whereas Chad, 200,000 refugees in Chad, receives very little. So what we're trying to do is help those areas, you know, give those people a voice on a wider scale so that their suffering can receive the attention it deserves and that the international community can act on those issues.
Patrick Nicholson is Director of Communications with the Global Aid and Development Confederation, Caritas Internationalis.